This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
He kept us flying high and challenged us to fly higher still. And he did it with modesty and kindness that would have been surprising in someone one-tenth as tough and accomplished as he was.
Well, he was known as the quiet man. It was not for lack of nerve or daring, for in all of his 94 years, President Bush never lost his love of adventure. And he never failed to answer the call to serve his country.
Yes, that was some of the recollections of a couple of people who knew him well. In other words, the VP, Mike Pence, talking about Bush never failing his country. And then Mitch McConnell talking about Bush flying high. So that pretty much is what is taking place in D.C. Anybody listening to me that lives in the United States right now on Wednesday will not have postal service as it is shut down for the day. The markets are also shut down for the day, and that's where we start. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you for 10 giant years here on America Tonight. Woo! We are celebrating. It is the end of 2018. Hard to believe what a year it's been for this show. It's been an exciting year. We've broadcast all over the place. And we've had some amazing guests that we've been able to spend time with. And, of course, all of you, the fabulous mailbag that is constantly filled to the brim. I like to say it's a virtual mail, but if it were a real mail room, I would be smothered in it. It would be chaotic. I couldn't deal with it. I'd have to hire maids to come and clean it up or somebody to read it for me anyway. The great thing is, I can't get in trouble for it because I don't work for the government and I'm allowed to use any private server or anything I want. So, no problem with that. All right, speaking of breaches, as we start here and we're going to seg into some more conversation about Bush and the Rotunda, but Quora, which is a question and answer website that was founded, like a decade ago or so, said they have had a security breach. It compromised the data of as many as 100 million users. Wow. So here's what the deal is. This site lets members ask, anonymous users ask and answer questions of each other. They say a malicious third party gained unauthorized access to one of our systems, and that's what happened. They have digital forensics and the security team trying to hold the internal investigation together. But names, email addresses, encrypted passwords, questions and answers posted, that sort of thing they believe could be compromised. And of course, what are they going to release? Protecting your information is our top priority. Whoops. Read more about what we've discovered. It, you know, you don't get a warm and fuzzy feeling anymore about any of your information that's out there. I mean, you just don't. And this comes on the heels of a massive breach where 500 million customers at Starwood Hotels may have had data, including credit cards and passport numbers, compromised. That's not good. It doesn't make you feel good when you realize, oh, someone has my credit card and they've got my security number. It's scary what's going on with hacking. We've had on this show and have also let you hear some of the top security people a couple of times over because I think it's the most important thing going. How safe are we and how much can you stop what's going on? And the answer is you can't 100% stop it. That you spend tons of money and tons of time constantly trying to ward off those that are trying to do the breaching, frankly, right? I mean, I've talked about this a ton A ton. So we move from watch your information and what you give out. This is why sometimes it's the best is to get on the phone, even though it's a pain, rather than have stored information, to the National Day of Mourning. And what's opened and what's closed is the question some people are asking, because if you're not in D.C. and you're not paying your respects, what happens in other places across the country? And the answer to that is what I just mentioned, that you won't have postal service. So if you run to the post office tomorrow, forget about it. If you're trying to mail some packages, you're going to have to wait, because it's not happening. We've got a stoppage of those kinds of available services that we normally enjoy, especially during the holidays. And I think it's a good thing, because for a day of mourning, let's have a day of mourning for a former president and not have people working. Especially if you're going to shut down D.C., it's only fair that other workers across the country would find themselves in the same position. You see the flags, I'm sure, in your neighborhood, just like in mine, that are at half-mast. And the reason they are is we know, because I've been talking about it, and you know, that the president, 41, died, former president, George Herbert Walker Bush, on Friday, a day that started off kind of normal, where he was talking a little bit and then ended with him, passing away and then setting off the events that they were ready for, knowing a couple of times that it wasn't looking great for the Prez, that it looked like, this could be it, and he'd turn a corner somehow. But this time, no corner to be turned, but only a life well lived and being honored by people that knew him well and people who only admired or knew that a president had passed. And there is something so interesting, I think, about that we have the interest in our history and the interest in saying, goodbye, a national day of mourning, and people coming in, all kinds of dignitaries, into D.C. for that final send-off. And what does it mean, the 41st president dying at the age of 94? Days of mourning usually recognize former commanders-in-chief and involve memorials and remembrances. So I mentioned this, the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ closed, federal offices closed, some banks are going to be closed, so will some courts. The Supreme Court is postponing arguments. The House canceled votes. The Senate postponed votes for sure. And somebody said, well, what is a national day of mourning? And it means that you remember, we're saying goodbye to somebody who served our country in its highest capacity. So 5 days after the death of the 41st president, it is what you do. And certain things are closed. Points of Light, the world's largest organization dedicated to volunteer services, asking people to pledge time to volunteer as a way to honor the 41st president. Bush popularized the phrase, 1,000 points of light, to inspire Americans to engage in public service, and later formed that nonprofit that he was so fond of. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side, and Christmas songs.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extend-A-Bite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-A-Bite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Christmas, singing that tune. That's a good one. I like that. And I like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That's another good one, too, if you go for a little bit of the rocky edge. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. And if you're celebrating Hanukkah, big shout out to you as well, Kate Delaney. Here, celebrating 10 years of America tonight. And Andy, I wondered, our technical director, what is your favorite Christmas song? Is it that?
It is hard to put my finger on it because I really actually do like Christmas music. I like that one kind of sounds like a song that I enjoyed a lot when I was younger. My mom had this CD that was called Trailer Trash Christmas, and and it was a bunch of original tunes and cover tunes that were kind of done in a rockabilly style. I really liked that when I was younger. And I think that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is probably one of the only kind of diva songs that I like.
You know, it's funny you say All I Want for Christmas. There was a great little parody thing. You know, what's the guy who does the singing in the car? James Corden. You got to look this up for everybody listening. Look it up, too. It's worth it. Whatever search engine you have. Go type in James Corden and All I Want for Christmas, and he does this thing where he sings in cars with celebrities, and a lot of famous musicians sing that All I Want for Christmas song, little versions of it with them. And it's, I think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. One of the funniest. Because that song is uber famous. I mean, Mariah Carey makes some crazy amount of money every year on the residuals for how much they play that. It's one of the most popular songs, period.
I mean, it's a great song.
It's a great song. It is. There's something about it. All I Want for Christmas is... Blah, blah, blah. It's good. I don't know all the words, but I like the song. It's good.
There's a lot of classic Christmas tunes, too. Like, you know, the ones
like,
that have just been done.
I like them.
Over and over.
Over and over.
We Three Kings, Silent Night, Green Sleeves.
Silent Night. Yeah, you know what? I like... I also like
Deck the Halls.
I was going to say that. I also like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah, that's good. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
What do you think of that song? What was it, Bing Crosby or something? That Baby It's Cold Outside.
And all the, you know what? There's been some controversy over that. Baby, It's Cold Outside was one of my favorite songs. And I think when I first, when I first was doing America Tonight, I was working with someone who loved that song and used to play it. It was a popular song that was written back in 1944, and it's like a duet. There's a male voice, and then there's a female voice. And now they're saying it sounds rapey. And in the Me Too era, it's not appropriate. So several radio stations have banned that Christmas tune. Oh, I don't know. I mean, when I think of the lyrics, I'm thinking it was a different time, and doesn't seem inappropriate to me, but it's offensive. It's offensive to some people, so... you know, they explain that it just doesn't have, like, here's one guy explained it to it. This is a radio station in Ohio, a guy who does middays. His name's Glenn Anderson, and he says that, yes, it was a different time, but when you read it, it seems manipulative and wrong, and now we're extra sensitive, and people get easily offended. So in a Me Too world, finally women have the voice they deserve, and that song doesn't have a place. The debate is hot because of that. And what they're saying is the male singer is pushing the female voice in the song to stay inside with him, you know. And so the words are like, I ought to say, no, no, sir, mind if I move in closer and whatever. So I guess the lyrics could be misconstrued or they're different for now. But again, it wasn't written that, I don't believe it was written that way. I think it was supposed to be cutesy and wasn't meant that way, but yeah. I'll tell you a song I like, and I don't think there's any controversy with this. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. As long as I don't hear it constantly. But in the start of the Christmas season, to hear that song I think is pretty good. And then there's some people that sing the songs better, like, I don't know, Andy, about you, but there's some musicians that just have lend themselves to great, they have the great voices for it. So Frank Sinatra was good at that. You said Bing Crosby. Michael Blue Blay, awesome. His
Cole
songs
Porter.
Are great. Cole Porter, yeah. They just nail it. And at Christmas time, especially how it used to be, it's funny because Steve Tyrell is joining us coming up next. And Steve Tyrell, this is such a treat for everybody that's out there hearing this show, whether you're hearing it in playback, because I know a lot of people tell me they download it because they have funky hours. And if you, if you are somebody that ends up downloading it and doing that on TuneIn Radio or whatever, this Steve Tyrell is so, he's so interesting. He's just got this killer jazz voice, and he's played all over the world, and he's sung with some of the biggest names you've ever heard in music, and he's got great stories about the some of the people that he's sung with, and He's won a bunch of Grammys, like 8 Grammys, something like that. And there's a famous jazz club in New York City. It's called the Carlisle. And he's singing there. And you've got people from, you know, in their 20s who are lining up around the block because it's like a throwback. He's so popular. And he has kind of that Sinatra-ish voice. But wait till you hear his stories. Wow. I mean, they are something, let me tell you. And he's coming up, and he's got that voice. He's touring. He's got that Christmas voice. I mean, he does. He has the look, and he has that voice that works. And it was quite a treat to spend some time with Steve Tyrell. And then for others who are listening to the show, coming up at the tail end, we're going to talk with Ray Hurd again. And you might have heard him on the show before, I'm not sure, but this is one of the last times because he's got very specific information that I thought was so important about Medicare, because the filing deadline is coming up, and have you filed, and what do you need to know, and don't blow that off, and how important it is, and he's got all of that, all the skinny on that anyway. Coming up, and in case you missed it, I think it's so key. And speaking of that, it's the health deadline to file is coming up too as well. I want to say that's December 15th for everybody else. Choosing your insurance or letting the government know what your insurance is, unless you're covered by a plan at work or something. And then of course that's a little bit different. And for goodness sake, if you're out there braving the elements, because you can start to feel that it's getting colder. I don't know, Andy, for you, what's the weather like in Minneapolis?
Snow, cold.
Is it snowing?
Well, it's not snowing. It's not snowing right now, but there's snow on the ground.
And snow on the ground in Minnesota stays. Right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. For a while, the first couple snows melt, but once you get a really good one and the temperature stays below freezing all the time, then you're in winter.
It's winter again. Yeah.
I remember driving from Minneapolis to Mankato, which is a college town, when there was a blizzard because I had class on Monday morning and I was in Minneapolis hanging out with some friends, and it was what we call a whiteout. That's when there's so much snow that you can't see anything. And then the next couple days later, I was driving back, and there were snow drifts that were like 10 feet high on the side of the road. It looked like big overhangs over the road.
Oh. You made it, obviously, but I think it might have been better if you could have stayed parked somewhere. Andy. All right, stay with us. Steve Tyrell coming up next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a briefing by the CIA director, Senator Lindsey Graham says he's convinced that the Saudi crown prince was behind the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
MBS, the crown prince, is a wrecking ball. I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid a condolence visit to former President George W. Bush and his family, who are staying at Blair House across from the White House before tomorrow's funeral for Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. At the Capitol earlier, former Senate Majority Leader and fellow World War II vet, 95-year-old Bob Dole, was helped from his wheelchair and gave a salute to Bush's flag-draped casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Somebody who has enjoyed this man's music for a long time. In fact, a good friend of mine introduced me to Steve Tyrell's stuff, and I've never looked back. I am a huge jazz fan, and he is the king of kings. He's on tour in the U.S. He's playing a massive one-month engagement at what could only be described as the iconic Cafe Carlyle in New York City. What a great way to wrap up the year and head into the new year. And this guy is a chart-topping superstar, Grammy Award winner, one of the most gifted and multifaceted personalities really on the modern American musical scene. Steve, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. That was a nice introduction. I appreciate it. It's 5 weeks, though. It's not a month long. I already started. I start every year after Thanksgiving here. It's my 14th year at the Cafe Carlyle, and it's been quite a job. You know, I've really enjoyed it. And this is the 14th year doing it.
When you first started out in the music business and you look at a place like Cafe Carlyle, and like I said, it is iconic, of course. You think of all the people that have gone before you. What does it mean for you every single time you get on stage and you're there and you're doing it? And I know you're doing your thing, but does it ever get old for you? I bet it doesn't, right?
No, not really, because it's an honor to play there. I played the holiday season and New Year's Eve, and only myself and the legendary Bobby Short have ever played there at that time. Bobby played for 36 years, and I played for 14. So it's just the two of us have held down that spot at the Cafe Carlyle. I was honored when he died, and they asked me to take over that spot, you know.
No, yeah, absolutely. When you look at the music business today, what's the state of the music business, and what do you think the future looks like?
Well, I think that they have to find out what to do about the business of music instead of the music business. The business of the music is with all the, you know, streaming and all this technology. figure out how to pay for this music and how to spread the money so that artists can have. I mean, it's kind of crazy what we used to get and what we get now. It's getting better, though. They've passed some laws where streaming has to pay the artist. Do you know that, like, Frank Sinatra and Elvis and people that didn't write, like, you know, Barbara Streisand, would get nothing off of their songs being played on the radio? Nothing. They get nothing. The songwriters would get something, but not them. So that's being changed with streaming. You're not allowed to stream people's music anymore without paying them anything, you know.
Which is a great change, absolutely. And one of the things that we've seen with your music, Steve, is that you really appeal to not only just people who've known you for a while, but you're appealing to 17 to 25-year-olds. What's your secret to really capturing the millennials, and why are they standing in line for hours to get into jazz clubs and to see someone like you?
Well, I think that these songs that I sing, you know, from the Great American Songbook, and also the movies that I've sung in, like those Father of the Bride movies, everybody gets married. You know, they don't, you know, usually get married when they're 75, you know. They get married when they're 25. And those movies, those Father of the Bride movies, have helped me tremendously stay in touch with millennials, because they rent those movies and they're funny and they have a good time and they discover my music, because my music is the music that's in those movies, you know. So that's helped me some stay in touch. A lot of people use The Way You Look Tonight or The Simple Life or The Sunny Side of the Street at their weddings, you know.
Oh, yeah. Love those tunes. You've worked with some legendary people, obviously Burt Bacharach, Dionne Warwick, Linda Ronstadt, Diana Ross, Rod Stewart. Right. You have to have incredible stories. Give us a story about Rod Stewart. You have a good Rod Stewart story?
Oh, yeah. Rod is one of my dearest friends. But when I made my first album, A New Standard, it was because I had sung in those Father of the Bride movies and got such a big reaction that the record companies said, why don't you make a whole album of this stuff? And I thought, well, who would buy it? You know what I mean? But I did it because I thought it was a great opportunity. And like really the first real fan of my first album was Rod. And he came to some of my concerts and, you know, he said that he loved that music too. Rod came from the music, the standards, the same way I did. His parents used to play them when he was a kid, you know. They're great songs, and they're not corny songs. They're wonderful songs. And as you get into them, start to sing them, work on them, you fall in love with them. I mean, that's why they've lived for 100 years, you know.
Yeah, the lyrics are so, so good.
And the melodies.
And the melodies, yeah. When you, I mean, what a gift you have. And again, you have so many stories, and you've performed in so many amazing places, including the White House. We see that, you know, the president, the first Bush, is being laid to rest, but you perform for presidents like George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Buckingham Palace, for Prince Charles. Man, what was that like?
Well, they were all different. Prince Charles became a fan and sent me an email that he asked if I would perform at his dinner, his Prince Charles Foundation. And to be honest with you, I'd never met Prince Charles. I thought it was maybe a mistake. I told my manager, you better check on this. I don't know Prince Charles. I don't know why he would be asking me to do this. Maybe he's got me confused with Steven Tyler, you know.
Steven Tyler, I love it.
That's what I thought. I thought we could get there and he'd go, where's Aerosmith, you know. But it wasn't, and it was wonderful. And he was a great guy. And the story behind that is I had my set list all ready to go, and I was doing one of the songs was Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. And it's got a kind of a few sexy lines in it, you know. Over-sexed again, you know, there's one line. And so my girlfriend said, you should do that at Buckingham Palace. You should cool in on that. And maybe it's not appropriate. And so I took the song out, and then when I met him at the cocktail party before, my girlfriend worked for Joan Rivers. She used to be the head producer of the Fashion Police. So as we're talking, it comes out that my girlfriend was a producer of the show The Fashion Police with Joan Rivers. And out of nowhere, Prince Charles says, Joan Rivers, my God, she's so bloody naughty. And And then he says, but we love her. Every time she comes to the UK, Camilla and I invite her to the palace to tell us some of those dirty jokes of hers. And I turned to my band. I said, put that song back in. Forget what Janine said. You know, that's one funny moment I remember from it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I bet. We're speaking with Steve Tyrell, of course, Grammy Award-winning artist, and you can catch him at the Cafe Carlyle in New York City, but you're going to be waiting in line for a long time. When did you know you made it? When was that moment that you met someone iconic or someone gave you the stamp of approval? When did you know, wow, I'm here, I've arrived, I'm going to have to work at this, but I've arrived?
I think for me, I was very lucky because I started working in New York City at 19 years old for a company called Scepter Records. And they had Shirelles, and they had this young artist that was great named Dionne Warwick. And Burt Bacharach and Hal David were writing the songs for her. And I just slipped in, right in as the kid on the team. You know, I had to do record promotion for those records, and I'd go to the studio and give them my opinion on everything we were recording. And for the most part, they'd listen to me because I was a kid, you know. You always listen to the young guy, at least in the sense of what songs I thought would be hits and all that stuff. And then I'd go out on the road and have to promote those songs and go to radio stations and all over the country and bring the new Dionne Warwick record. And so I don't know if I've made it, but I know that those songs started becoming iconic standards right in front of my eyes, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll never fall in love again. It's great.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story about that since you mentioned it. I'll Never Fall in Love Again was from Promises, Promises. And it was written at the last minute. The show had already played in Boston. It was coming to open on Broadway. And they felt they needed one more song. So they wrote I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Jill O'Hara sang it in the production, and she sang it on the soundtrack album. And then Burt Bacharach released it on a Burt Bacharach record, and it wasn't a hit by anybody. And we went in the studio and recorded it with Dionne Warwick, who recorded most of their songs, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was convinced that was a hit, and I told Burt Bacharach and Hal David, I'm going down to Texas, my home, for Christmas. I said, why don't we release it right before I leave? Everybody else has Christmas songs out. It's kind of festive. And by the time January 1st rolls around, it would already be playing on the radio for 2 weeks. And nobody did that. No one hardly put out a regular record in the middle of Christmas, you know. They put out a Christmas record, but not a regular song.
Yeah.
So Burt Bacharach said, well, and Hal David, well, okay, if that doesn't work, though, don't come back from Texas.
And obviously it all worked out.
Yeah, but that's exactly what they said. That's a great idea, but if it doesn't work, don't come back from Texas.
I love that story. I could talk to you all morning long. Steve Tyrell, thank you so much. Catch him at the Cafe Carlyle in New York City. Do your
favor. I have a new album. Can I just throw it in there? My last album made number one on the Billboard Jazz charts. And because of that, Warner Brothers is re-releasing my album, Back to Bacharach. And it has 21 songs on it. You can get it online, in iTunes, wherever. But we added like another 7 or 8 or 10 songs to it. So it's got a whole bunch of new Bacharach songs, including That's What Friends Are For, which I had never sung before. And I'll Never Fall in Love Again is on the new album, the one we just talked about. So check it out, and I hope everybody likes it, but it's certainly a good deal. You get 21 songs for the price of a regular album, you know?
Yeah, that is a good deal. Absolutely. Steve Tyrell, you're a good deal. Thank you so much for coming on.
All right, thank you for having me. Take care of yourself.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I got health insurance, it only works if I die, what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid. Give me that wrecking ball of faith in my heart that it knocks down. One day all those asses are kissing about you on the mouth.
Excited to be joined by Ray Hurd. Perfect timing for that. He's the Deputy Consortium Administrator for the Consortium for Health Plans Operations and Regional Administrator for Boston and New York Regional Offices, where we're talking about, of course, open enrollment and Medicare. As the Deputy Consortium, I think it's important to set this up, the Administrator for Health Plans and Operations, he provides that oversight and guidance to 10 CMS regional offices across the country for the administration of Medicare Advantage and Medicare prescription drug plans. So he's a big deal. Ray, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
But here's the thing. This really is important because I think people sometimes get confused on dates and then what do they need to do. So perfect timing for you to be here. When does Medicare open enrollment end, first of all?
So people only have one chance a year, people that have Medicare only have one chance a year to make changes to their coverage. And that ends on December 7th, so we're down to the last 3 weeks for people to really look at their options and make a decision.
Wow. And here's the thing, while we're in this open enrollment portion, what do Medicare beneficiaries need to do during this period?
Well, the first thing they need to do is think about what matters most to them. So our health changes from year to year, and if we already have a health insurance plan, they change coverage from year to year. So you need to review your own status, and you need to review what your health plan covers, make sure it's continuing to cover your doctor or your prescriptions. And then you have to think about what type of Medicare coverage is going to best fit your needs. And we have a tool that can help people with that. On Medicare.gov, it's called Compare Coverage Options, and it asks you 5 simple questions. And sort sort of gives you guidance as to what might be the best options for you. Do you better off with a Medicare Advantage plan or maybe traditional Medicare with a standalone prescription drug plan? And so it sort of guides you down that path. And then the best tool, I think, is the Estimate Medicare Costs, because it will look at your current health status and what your current Medicare coverage is, and it will show you, you know, am I going to pay more out of pocket with just traditional Medicare than if I had a Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah, wow, sounds like a great tool because, Ray, you and I both know what's on our mind. We want good coverage, but we want to make sure we can afford it. So you'd probably advise really use that tool and drill that down, right?
Absolutely. And I also advise, if you can, to make an appointment with a state health insurance assistance counselor. I talk to the counselors every year, and I always hear great stories about how they helped people with Medicare save money or find better coverage because they took the time to walk them through their different options.
Yeah, nice. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment? Sometimes there's confusion there.
Basically, anybody that's enrolled in Medicare is able to participate in this open enrollment period.
And we mentioned you have 3 weeks for it to end, so you've got to do this now. And why is open enrollment this one time a year important for people with Medicare?
Well, it's really important because it's the only time of year when you can make a change to your coverage options. So come December 7th, if you haven't made any changes, you're going to stay in the same Medicare coverage you have now for another year before you can review your options and make choices. And remember, you know, if you have traditional Medicare, it doesn't cover everything. You know, vision, dental, and hearing are not covered by traditional Medicare. If you shop around and look at the Medicare Advantage plans that are available in your area, you may be able to find one that offers some of those benefits and covers things like dental or vision or hearing where traditional Medicare doesn't.
Yeah, great advice there. And that's why that Medicare Advantage plan was put in place, right?
That's part of it. The other thing is most Medicare Advantage plans cover your prescription drug costs. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have to worry about having another standalone prescription drug plan.
Yeah. What other resources are available online?
So the best resource online is Medicare.gov, a pretty robust website. I already talked about some of the tools that are available there, compare coverage options, estimate your Medicare costs. But you can also find health and drug plans and compare them right on the screen so you can see which one may have the better options for you. And anytime you have a question about Medicare or you want help, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to talk to a customer service representative. And they're available 24 hours a day.
Wow, that's great. 1-800-MEDICARE, so keep that in mind for everybody listening, 24 hours a day. You know, when you look at this, and Ray, obviously you've been involved with this for a while, and you know this backwards and forwards, and I can tell that. Where do most people trip up? So if we could help them, where do they mostly struggle when they're trying to do this?
I think where most people trip up is that it's a daunting task, and so they don't do anything, and they just settle with staying where they are. And that is really not the best choice because there are so many new options out there and so many additional benefits that they may be able to find and actually fit their needs better, as well as save them money.
Yeah, so there you go. And talking about resources, and we talked about online, and we gave you the phone number, et cetera, where else can people go to get local help in their own community? Because some people would rather do it that way.
So every state has state health insurance assistance program, and those are trained counselors through Medicare. So they understand the Medicare system, and they can walk through that process. If you are interested in sitting down with somebody, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get the number to your local health insurance assistance program.
And we talked about this right at the top. This is your one chance a year to do this, the Medicare open enrollment. So what happens if people miss the deadline?
Yeah, unfortunately, if you don't take action before December 7th, you'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period to make any changes, and that'll be next October 15th when it starts.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that we're doing this interview because the more people, and you know this, obviously, the more people you reach, the more people understand that. And the idea of the task that it is, I think you've really put people's, I guess, fears at bay, which is a really, really good thing, Ray, when we look at this, because here's the thing, it's your health, it's your benefit, right? And so you want to use that.
Absolutely. And you know, if you go to Medicare.gov, like I said, there's some tools that will walk you through the process, and you can look at the different plans that are available to you and even sign up right there on the website.
Yeah, I think it's, to me, as I've done this with relatives, I think the process has gotten easier. What do you think?
Oh, we strive to make it better year after year. We're always making improvements to the Medicare plan finder and trying to find ways to make it easier for people to shop for plans and make choices.
Yeah, for you personally, and I mentioned all those great credentials at the top of this, it's got to be a very busy time, is it?
It is a very busy time. You know, it's a lot busier getting the plans ready coming into the open enrollment period, but now that we've got everybody lined up, my job is to make sure that people understand what their options are and that they take advantage of this period because, you know, as I said once, I talk to counselors every year that save people money and find better options for them.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because you do that deeper dive in talking to those counselors. Is that part of, just for the interest of telling people the kind of work that you do, is that part of the process when you get through this period, you go back and look at, okay, how do we make this bigger, or how do we make this easier for people? What do they really want, and what are we seeing, like, the trends?
So we do trend analysis, and we do look at the process from year to year and look for where there might have been glitches in the system or ways to make it easier for people. And remember, you know, we're trying to make the Medicare program better itself year after year. So we've given Medicare Advantage plans more flexibilities to add additional supplemental benefits. So, you know, next year you may see benefits that cover home care or maybe cover other benefits that aren't traditional. And so these are the kind of things that, you know, people look at, maybe adult daycare services or in-home support services or home-based palliative care. And as the Medicare Advantage plans grow and we give them more flexibility, they keep adding these programs. But if you don't go online or talk to a counselor and look at what the plans offer, you never know.
Yeah, so that's a key takeaway, I think, from this interview is please go and take advantage of that, whether it's face-to-face. But I love the idea of the Medicare Advantage Plan because you said it. You look at this every year, and you're adding things, and who knows what's there if you don't take advantage, right?
That's right. Take advantage, look at what's available, find different benefits, and again, you might save money.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to make sure that we get this clear. Go to Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, and they have Ray until when this ends?
Just till December 7th. You've got 3 weeks left, so it's time to take action.
Yeah, excellent. Ray Hurd, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.